And we're joined on the line by Mr. Sean McGoldrick. Sean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Not so bad at all, Sean. Sean, you're a Welsh man, but you have a Donegal father. Tell us about it.
Yes, so my dad's family are from Castlelad in Donegal, and we go back a couple of times a year or as much as possible. Like, you know, we got a family home there, and Ross Naylor, like, you know, and I think my family come here just for work and stuff, and you know, but we still got strong Irish connections. Some of my family is still out there. My uncle still lives there, and you know, a bit of my family is still out there and stuff, like, you know, so.
You fought for your adopted country, Wales, but I suppose is there any feeling towards Ireland?
Yeah. But because I wasn't born in Ireland, it's hard to class myself as Irish. But it is still there at hard. I'd more consider myself Irish than Welsh, like, you know, at hard, like, you know. So, you know, but. Yeah, and I boxed before for Donegal as well, like, you know, going back like 5-6 years ago, I think it was, and we boxed for the Finn Valley Boxing Club in Ballybofey, I think it is.
Yeah, Ballybofey, Storora there. Yeah, very good. Yeah. And how come that took place?
What's that, sorry?
How did you manage to box for Finn Valley?
Just because we're good family friends of... Conor Quigley and Jason Quigley there, like, you know, and you know, they've been over here sometimes boxing, and you know, when they've been over sparring, they stay in our house, and then vice versa. Well, when we come over to Ireland, then they would look after us and put us up and stuff like that, like, you know. So you know, we're good family friends over the years. You know, just met them through boxing and just become good friends through that, like, you know.
Well, you're probably familiar and aware that Jason is back in Donegal. He's got his NABF title with him, and great reception for him in the Finn Valley Centre there last Wednesday, and obviously a great ambassador for boxing.
Yeah, you know, Jason, you know, like you said, a true ambassador for boxing, like, you know, and a complete role model, like, you know, trains very hard, very dedicated, and an exceptional fighter, like, you know, so, you know, he's been professional a couple more years than me, like, you know, so he's someone who myself looks up to, like, you know, and hopefully I can go on and achieve similar things to Jason is now, like, you know, I'm going to in the future.
Well, you've won Commonwealth gold back in 2010, got bronze then 4 years later, turned professional, you've won your first fight. So is that your aim now, to get to the top in the professional ranks?
Yeah, definitely. Just keep training hard, keep working, take one fighter at a time, and then hopefully then... you know, it all goes well, like, you know, and hopefully, you know, I'm as successful as a professional as I was an amateur, like, you know.
And did it take you a little while to turn professional after being in the amateur game?
Yeah, you know, it was a difficult decision, and especially because I'm the light of weights as well, I'm a bantamweight, you see, and it was a hard decision, like, you know. Especially sort of leaving, I was on a program where we was funded and stuff like that, like, you know, so it was hard to leave that and into the unknown almost, like, you know, so far I'm glad I've done it, and hopefully in the future it'll be something which I'll be glad I've done as well, like, you know.
Can I ask you your age, please?
25 I am.
Oh, well, you have plenty of time, and you obviously won your Commonwealth Games medal as a very young boxer.
Yeah. The first Commonwealth Games I went to, I was still in school, like, you know, so I went to the Commonwealth Games, and then the following week I was back in school, like, you know, so it was a bit surreal, and I suppose at the time I didn't really realize the importance of how actually important it was, like, you know, but
it's a big deal winning Commonwealth gold.
Yeah, you know, so.
And was that the year that you beat Tyrone McCullough along the way?
Tyrone McCullough, yeah, I beat him that year, yeah, in the quarterfinals. I beat Tyrone McCullough for the bronze medal, and then I won another fight then after that, like, you know.
When's your next professional fight taking place?
My next fight's on watch June the 10th next Saturday in Belfast on the Ryan Burnett versus Lee Haskins undercard. So,
and do you know your opponent?
I've just been confirmed the opponent today. I think his name is Richard Stagg. He's good. Like, you know, he's you know, I think he's had four fights in one, three, and in lost one. Like, you know, so is a winning opponent. You know, it was a good little test for me, and you know, hopefully I prevail. Like, you know.
Well, I hope you're not enjoying yourself too much with the Donegal hospitality in Ballyshannon.
Yeah. yeah. I think that'd be great. I'm gonna stay over there for the week after as well. Like, you know, and have a little holiday for myself. You know, just relaxing on Ross Nailor and a couple of runs across Ross Nailor Beach. I think so. You know, so. Yeah.
And have you training organised for this week?
So I'll be normal training this week. You know, in my gym in Newport, St. Joseph's in Newport, and then I'm gonna be over to Ireland. Then I'm flying over on, I think, Thursday morning. So I'll do a session then on Thursday, maybe Friday morning, weigh in, and then be fighting then Saturday. Like.